Thanks. In the...
What's the number of the mitzvah?
Tough Yud Tes in the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch, in the mitzvah of Limud Torah, that we happen to come upon this Shabbos in the order of the Sefer HaChinuch, there's a mitzvah saseh, lilmoid chochmas ha-toiro ulalamdo, to teach the chochmas ha-toiro, to learn the chochmas ha-toiro and to teach it. Kloimar, keitzad nasa ha-mitzvahs, how do we perform the mitzvahs? Benishmar mimashe meno hokeil mimeno, and guard ourselves, protect ourselves from that which we're forbidden to do. V'lodas gamke mishpate ha-toiro al-kiva no emes, and to know the mishpate ha-toiro al-kiva no emes, to understand the mishpotim of the Torah as much as possible to in the direction of the emes. Shenema alzeh nema v'shinantum levonecho v'omu zichronu levrocho bonecho elu talmidecho. And then he brings a raya v'chein atomitzi b'chol mokoim. And included in this is shiud divrei Torah mechudod b'ficho. Again, shim yishalcho od kishodim shoelcho dovor al tegamgeim tegamgeim lo. If someone asks you a halocha, shouldn't stutter to get it out. Ela tehei oimer loy miyad, know it clearly and be able to say it very, very straight and clear. It seems that the Iker mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the loshen in the synopsis is lilmoy Torah ulalamdo, but it seems that the Iker really is, because the posuk is vishinantum levonecho bonecho elu talmidecho, that the mitzvah of limud haTorah is really about learning the Torah to teach it. At the end, when the Chinuch brings in these, and all the Dinei HaMitzvahs, he brings all about the teaching one's child, and so forth. And then he talks also about the learning. And then at the end, when he says, Neheges Mitzvah Zeh B'chol Mokum B'chol Zman, and in his style that he always says, V'ho'over Al Zeh, V'lo'i Limeid Es Benoi Torah, one who violates this mitzvah, I say, and didn't teach his son Torah, ad sheyeda likras b'sefer Torah v'yovin perush aksumim kipashton, until he knows how to read the Sefer Torah and understand at least the pashtus of the psukim, bitl asei zeh. That's the bitl of the asei. He did not teach his son Torah enough to be able to know how to read the psukim kipashton. V'chein kol mi sheyesh sipik b'yodoi lilmoid b'shum tzad. And also, anyone who has the ability to learn in any way, hu bichlal asei zeh. He's included in this asei. It seems that the ikar bitl of the asei is the bitl of not having taught. The minimum shear of that bitl is not having taught his son, at least to teach his son mikro until he understands kipashton. And if he didn't do that, then he's mevatel the asei. If he did that, he wasn't mevatel the asei. And included in this asei, v'chein kol mi shesipik b'yodah lil b'shum tzad, any amount, any ability to learn, hu b'chlal asei, so that's also included. So it seems very clear that the direction of this mitzvah is one of learning to teach. And the minimum shear that one is to be yoitza, not to be mevatel the asei, is to teach his children. The vishinantom is elu hatalmidim chazal darshan. It's v'lemadet ha'moysen es b'neichem in the second parasha of Shema that refers to teaching your children, which is all nichlal because it's not listed as a separate mitzvah. It's nichlal in this mitzvah. And the mitzvah is be'ikar vishinantom levonecho. Even the shiyu divrei Torah mechudonim b'ficho is, if im yishalcho odom dovor, to be able to answer, to be able to teach. And that seems to be the ikar mitzvah. The minimum shear is at least to teach one's son. I guess that's koidim. As a shaili here he brings, if he comes before his son, if he can only sipik liodo for one, that's a different shaila. But there's a minimum shear. All learning is included in the mitzvah. But the etzem mitzvah seems to be a mitzvah of learning in order to teach. So it certainly puts a very focused perspective on that the nature of the mitzvah of limud haTorah, that we're really learning. We're learning, of course, al menas lasois, but that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that's listed in the minyan hamitzvahs is be'ikar to focus on not just our own learning, but our own learning, to be able to give it over. And the giving it over is the kiyum of the asay. Included in that is our own learning, because it's part of it. If you don't learn, you won't be able to teach. The bitl asay is when at least he didn't do the minimal amount of teaching, which means that the real focus of this is an inyan of teaching Torah. When we talk about teaching, there's many, many different aspects and many different ways that this is relevant. Someone pointed out to me an amazing piece in the Chovos HaLevavos in the Shaar HaBitochon. He says, talks about the reward for mitzvahs in Olam Haba. And he says like this, Shegmul Olam Haba Ein Odom Roeloi B'maseo HaToiv Bilva. The reward that exists in Olam Haba, a person is not roy, is not worthy in his, with his good actions alone. That's not enough. Person does good, that's not enough to receive such greatness in the gmul, in the hatovo, in the schar in Olam Haba, that the one's good actions are not enough. Achia roy min elikim b'shnei dvorim. He needs two additional ingredients to be roy for the schar and for the gmul of Olam Haba. Achar hamaisa hatov, even after doing good. He teaches people what Avodas Hashem is about. And he leads them to do good. Teaches them Avodas Habayre, and not just teaches the teaching, but he leads them. It's practical. It's not just the theoretical teaching, but he's leading them to do what is Lasus Hatoiv. Those that are matstik the rabbim, those that are teaching and leading, that's what he learns from that matstik a rabbim, they're like koichovim loilam void. The omar, v'lamoichichim yinom, that those that give toichocho will have this pleasant experience, v'aleim tovei birkas toiv, and upon them, this apostle in Mishlei, upon them will come the brocha of good. The kasher yiskabitz la mishtadel gimul hatzdokosri. When a person who puts in his efforts in this world to do what he's supposed to do, and he gathers together the reward for his hatzdokosri, which is his attempts, his efforts to be matzdik others, to help others, to teach them Torah and to guide them, to lead them in the right direction. El gmul tzidkosoi, adds that together with what he deserves for his own tzidkis that he has achieved in making himself the good person, and ugmul emunas liboy, and the reward that he deserves for the emuna that he has in his heart for Hashem and his awareness and his acceptance and his understanding of all of the yisoidei hadas, which are together in that family called emuna. Emunas libo visivloi, and it seems the Meforshim learn, and his suffering and the difficulties of life that he takes, recognizing that kol madovid arachmon letavovid, that even though there are difficulties, Hashem does everything for the good, and it's all chesed Hashem, and he takes it with the proper attitude. When he takes all of this, yiro ligmul oilam habo, ligmul ha'olam habo etz labir, he will be worthy of the reward of oilam habo from Hashem. V'hasheni, but he still needs more. Chesed ho'elu elikim unadova v'toivo. Besides all this, he needs chesed from Hashem and his nadova, his generosity, his kindness, his goodness. K'moshe kosev ulecho Hashem chesed ki ato tishalim le'ish k'maseihu. You have this chesed, Hashem, that you pay each person k'maseihu. So it's very interesting. It seems that and then he continues. Let's just read another piece. Va'ila bazeh, and why is this all true? Ki im hoya maaseh ha'odom kechoil hayom b'mispor. If a person had schusim like the sand of the that surrounds the oceans, lo yia shokul b'toiva achas min hatoivas habayir yisporach olof ba'olam hazeh. All of that schus wouldn't be equal to one teva from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gives him in this world. in the temporary world, not in the permanent Olam Haba, but all of the, even all of the schusim that he'll have, kechol hayom, will not equal that which he, the teiva of one teiva from Hashem, even in this world. Kol shekenim yelo chet, certainly if he has a chet, this is just if he had only teiva. V'im yedakte kaber im ha'odam bitvias hoiduas ha'teiva, if Hashem will be medactic with a person, so the, he learns that means that to expect of him sheyitva mimenu sheyodilo al hatoiva shehitivlo, that a person should Hashem will demand of him that he appreciates the toivo. Yia kol maseu nichov nishko biktanu shebiktanus abayriolov. Then even in the slightest thing that Hashem does for him, he will become overwhelmed. He will become he become confused. He won't be able to express it. It's like, look what Hashem does for me. No matter how much that if Hashem demanded my appreciation, it would be too overwhelming. Sheyia migmul haberi loy einoy magia loy al maaseu. All of this he would not be able to get. Even in this world, reward for what he does, elu hu mechesed abayrei olof. No matter how much a person earns, no matter how much a person is worthy, no matter how many madregas a person reaches, he doesn't reach the ability to be worthy of the hatova that Hashem gives if it wasn't from the chesed Hashem. So it's very interesting. It seems a few things. It seems that, first of all, that no matter what a person needs for the Gmul of Olam Haba, he needs not just his own personal perfection, but he needs more than that. He needs this additional ingredient, which he calls Sheyera B'nei Odom Avodas HaBayri, and he needs V'Yanhigim Lasos HaToiv, and he needs, after all that, he needs the Chesed Hashem. So we really don't have an appreciation. Imagine a person reaches the highest levels of tzidkus, and the Chabad Chaim says that in this world that he can't earn without the Chesed Hashem one hatova that Hashem gives him. For any one hatova, what it means, we have no concept. The hatova of Hashem, we think, okay, I have this. Now I have shoes, I have clothing, I have food, I have this. But the hatova that's involved, the gift from Hashem, the love that's included, the fact that the Bnei Olam created a whole world just to be able to be meitiv, is such a powerful, overwhelming schus that to earn that, it's beyond what we could do in all of our deserving, in all of our earning, if not for the Chesed Hashem. But bichlal, to earn anything, it seems that besides the Chesed Hashem, there are prerequisites. And the prerequisites seem to have to do with Yoyre b'nei Odom Avodas HaBayri, Yanhigim Lasus HaToiv, and then he adds, besides a person's own tzidkus that he achieves, and his emunas liboy, and his proper attitude towards the difficulties of life, and then, even then, to become worthy for the Gemul in Olam Haba, he needs to have the Chesed Hashem. It seems from here, it does not speak about the schus of the Rabbim. It does not speak about what the Gemara says, Isik Pitzor Chet Sibur, a person who's matzdik the Rabbim, is Ein Chet Bo Al Yodo, because shelo yehu begehenem v'talmidim began Eden, because of all the schusim that he generated, so those schusim are working for him. It doesn't seem to do with that. It seems to have to do with the fact that part of the mahus of this Odom HaSholem, who with the Chesed Hashem will be able to be roi for the gemul of Olam Haba, has to be a person who's yoyre b'nei Odom Avodas HaBayri v'yanhigim lasos hatoiv matztike horabim. It's not his accomplishments. It's not because he has all the schusim of all the people that he was mashpia on them, and all the success that he had is going to work for him. That's avada good, and that avada helps. Mm-hmm. But there's another nekuda, and that is just this: I'm a teacher. That my, like it says by Avram Avinu, mistoma, that's the upshot. Avram Avinu had such a love of Hashem that he wanted everyone else to love him too. If a person has such a deep love of Hashem, he wants everyone else to love. So he's leading people, and that's called matztike horabim, and that's l'machichim tovoi birkas hatoiv. So it seems that those are the ingredients that a person needs in order to be zeicha to the gemul of olam haba. And after everything is said and done, no matter how much he accomplishes in this world, not only is he not going to be roi to the gemul of olam haba without the chesed Hashem, but even the gemul of olam hazeh, one hatova in this world, he won't be able to be worthy unless he has that special chesed Hashem, which also gives us an insight as to how much we have to appreciate hatova, what that hatova must be. Not to mention what olam haba is, that he can't be zeicha without the chesed. But even this world, any hatova from HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such depth, has such love, has such meaning, has such an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed and caring for us, that it's something that we can't possibly earn without the special chesed Hashem, which certainly means that we have to work to be able to focus and to appreciate the hatova Hashem gives us. And the truth of the matter is that the whole davening and all the brachas that we make and everything and all the psukei de zimra and all the halel and everything that we say is all part of that process, just to focus and to appreciate the chesed Hashem. And if we can develop that appreciation, and if we realize that no matter how much we can appreciate for one chesed, we can't even be roy with all this that we do, with all the milus that we've developed, that we can truly have a deeper sense of appreciation of the chesed Hashem, which is the most important feeling and the most uplifting feeling and the most validating feeling and the most inspiring feeling that a person can have in life.